Hello and welcome to episode 324 of Sprig and Zay Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. We don't have a movie review for you this week. Next week will be the official end of the summer movie season with It Chapter 2. Mm. I'm excited.
I am. I really am. Like, what is it? I actually saw Angel Has Fallen and I was like, oh god, that was a movie.
Speak it. Why don't you tell us? I mean, now remember, it's in theaters for another 4 days, so why don't you tell us about Angel Has Fallen?
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Where a guy saves another guy.
Mm.
False accusations.
Sure.
On the run.
So basically, explosions. Like every Tom Clancy movie ever made.
Yeah, but less plot.
Okay. Like, wow. Less plot, and he's being framed for trying to murder the president.
Again, it's one of those times where I watched a movie. I enjoyed the first one. Second was okay. This one's
meh. Less than okay?
It was a spectacle, but after I left, I was like, all right, cool. I'm not really going to think about this movie much at all afterwards, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. I'll say that much. But
okay.
I think I talked to some people at work, and they're like, well, that was okay. And I'm like, it's okay. It's just not good. And I feel like there's a lot of bombs and a lot of explosions and stuff like that, but
to distract you to think that it's fun and entertaining and good.
I also don't think I like Gerard Butler except for certain roles.
Okay.
And I don't think this is a role I ever really loved him in at all. Like, him as Leonidas, fucking perfect. Even in Gamer, I enjoyed him and shit like that. Like, because that was a movie. God,
Gamer.
Yeah, I would skip it 100%. I would say if you want to see something strange, I don't know if I talked about it before, but go see Farewell. That one stuck with me after. It's a weird movie.
Farewell.
It's the one with Awkwafina.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this. I'm like, who the fuck is Awkwafina? Like, the water? And you're like, no, it's a rapper. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, she's an Asian rapper with, like, a really smoky voice and stuff like that.
Oh, damn.
It's an odd movie. It is not a blockbuster, but it was worth the watch. And it's something that stuck with me afterwards. Just talked about the brief synopsis of that one is their family in America. They have family in China. Grandma she talks to all the time, remember, like, that hadn't seen since she was like 6 or so. They find out her grandmother has cancer, but in China have a thing where they don't tell the person who has cancer. They just try to live out normally because there's a thought process that if you tell them, they're going to die faster because they'll be worried. So everyone's going out there for this fake kind of wedding-ish thing as an excuse to hang out and talk with her and everything like mm-hmm. that. And it's them kind of battling as a family, not saying it and dealing with those kind of like regrets and stuff. It's interesting.
Interesting
but
take.
Again, we talk about... I'm still finishing Wandering Earth.
really? Yeah. 2 weeks and you're still finishing.
I wanted to make sure you have time to perfection. And then we also started watching Lord of the Rings recently, so...
Yes. I do want to watch Lord of the Rings again.
Those Blu-rays. So. Oh, dude. But yeah, I would watch Farewell. I would skip... It's not the best movie in the world that I heard everyone talking about, but it's a good movie.
Okay.
But skip Angel Has Fallen.
All right. Well... We are going to get to our streaming review that you kind of talked about, because you've been watching Wandering Earth for like 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to our streaming review, which was brought to us by me this week, a Netflix movie called Perfection. The girl from Get Out is in it, and some girl I've never seen before.
Shit, that's where she's from. Yes. I was wondering why she's so fucking recognizable.
And like halfway through, I'm like, this girl does not like black people.
That's terrible.
And oh my,
yeah,
the friend was my word,
dude.
She's got those big stupid eyes that I love.
Like no, that watch that I was like, I actually had to go back and show Jackie that whole scene where they're playing cello and then they start leading into like a sexing thing. I was like, you need to watch this. Watch her fuck me eyes, kind of thing like that. And like she's like laying it down thick.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And then Jackie's going like, I want to watch more. I'm like, no, you don't want to watch anymore. It goes downhill from here.
So what Perfection is a young cello prodigy has to leave her school that she was at due to her grandmother or her mother getting cancer and getting sick, so she was taking care of her, and another girl basically took her spot.
Mm-hmm.
And she becomes friends with her, and in order to basically claim her spot back from the other protege.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the trailer makes you believe.
That's what it looks like. Yeah,
I loved that this didn't give away what the movie was.
I didn't watch the trailer.
No? Okay, so I watched the trailer and I was like, okay.
Or I watched a little bit, I think, with you, but that's about it.
No, you totally watched the trailer because I was like, do you want to watch this? And you're like, yeah, man.
That was the thing that was popped on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's the trailer.
Yeah.
It turns out, and this is going to get into spoilers, so if you want to watch this, I actually would recommend not listening to this part before you watch the movie.
Did you want to, how about this? We can spoil it. Did you like it?
I loved it.
I really liked it too. And I wholly, totally recommend with you, don't listen to the rest if you want to watch it, because that ruins the fun.
Yes, yes. So what it turns out to be is the girl, the main girl, who is Charlotte? Charlotte.
I think, yeah.
Was molested by the cello teacher that runs this high prestigious cello school.
Yeah.
And she had run into Elizabeth, and she has a tattoo that matches the tattoo she has.
And the only way
the tattoo is a branding of, like, you've been raped by this dude and indoctrinated, essentially. And so she wants to free Elizabeth from his grasp, and the only way she feels that she can do it is to make her realize that she's being used for her talent and not that they care about her.
Yeah.
So she force feeds her drugs, which make her hallucinate, and eventually she gets to a point where she sees bugs crawling out of her skin, and she convinces her to chop her arm off.
Yeah.
It gets to that point, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
And then it goes,
and then it rewinds, and I was like, why would you do that, you bitch?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're such a horrible person.
Yep.
And it, you know, it doesn't get until you get to pretty much the last 20, 30 minutes, and then it's like, no, here's what's going on. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very beginning, when she walks into, she's in Shanghai, and she walks into the place, and Steven Weber calls out to her. He's like, oh, Charlotte. And she, like, does this type look, and I was like, oh, she doesn't want to talk to him. But then they turn around, and they start chatting or whatever. It's like, well, okay, I guess.
So maybe it was just like one of those professional courtesies.
Who knows? And so they basically concoct this plan to...
Well, she basically gets to the point of getting her to cut off her hand and then tells her, hey, I'm so sorry, and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
She didn't want to kill her, but she was trying... That's the only way she was
trying to wake her up, which and is fucking... Wow.
Crazy. And then it comes back to the idea is like, hey, if you need me, I'll be there kind of thing. And then she goes and beats the shit out of her.
Yeah, well, and because she went back to the house.
Yep.
And...
She was right. They were just using her for her time.
Yeah.
Because they're going to place her in, like, a second home or something like that.
Yep. And they already had another little girl that they were already going to start...
Indoctrinating and everything.
It was fun. Like, and the fact that I didn't know what it was going into it...
Yeah.
Really helped out. This is one of those Netflix movies where I'm like, I like this movie. And it's a thriller that's really well done, I felt.
Yeah, it's funny because the first time they did the rewind thing, I'm like, well, that's odd. But I'm like, okay, I see what they're doing, because you look at the end is that they took you on a path saying, we want you to feel X emotion.
Yes.
We want you to feel like, what the fuck scared? We're going to rewind. Now that same emotion stuff you saw now is like, what the fuck scared? And you're like, what the fuck, you crazy bitch?
Right.
Now we're going to see you again going like, oh, I feel sorry for this poor girl. Now realize that, oh, she's going to go after her. It's like, yeah, kick that bitch's ass. Go rewind back going, oh, I feel bad for that person. And literally all it was is it's basically making you double back on emotions. And I thought for that, like, a movie that's a thriller should take you on an emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. This movie does it really well.
Yeah.
And it's carried by the most part by those two, like, honestly, the actors, but, like, the two leads, like, they're really good at it.
Yeah.
Like, it's obviously got sadistic tendencies and stuff near the end, especially. I'm like, oh, this is fucked up.
Well, and, like, I saw what they were going with the...
Each losing arm. Yin-yang
thing. I mean, one actor's white, one actor's black. You did have move... She lost her arm, and then when she gets cut, I was like, oh, okay. So
yeah.
What's happening.
That was hard to watch.
It was pretty hard to watch.
I was like, ah.
But yeah, and as soon as she got cut, I was like, okay, well, I know what's going to happen here. I don't know how, and I kind of don't care to know how.
They kept him dude alive.
Yeah.
And cut off his arms and legs.
And everything. So all he had was his ears.
Yep.
They sewed his mouth shut. Eyes shut. Yeah, all he had were his ears.
Yeah, I was like, well, okay. But I actually really... I really loved the thing of them playing together, though.
Yes.
Like, I thought that was kind of creepily beautiful, and I didn't even get the yin and yang thing, but now I'm like, okay, I totally fucking see it.
They're wearing white and black.
Yeah, I didn't even fucking think about it, but Yeah, I really dug this
movie. Yeah, I totally dug this. I will definitely recommend it, and it's hard to... Like, I want to just be like, just watch it.
Yep.
Because I don't want to give you anything, but it's really good.
Well, you could even tell them watch the trailer and say, like, it'll give you a good taste. That's what got us. Like,
The problem is I don't want to be like, watch the trailer, and it's nothing like that. Yeah. You know?
No, just say, watch the trailer. You should see this movie. If you want to know more, watch the trailer. But I would agree to go see it, because I really dug this
movie. Yeah, I totally dug it.
And I was following up with Jackie, because every time I watched it...
At one point, I was like... Because they were talking about this disease that was in
Korea
or whatever, like south of wherever they were. And she's like horking on the bus. And I'm like, why aren't they fucking just chucking her off the bus? Like, if this, everybody knows about this virus or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I almost wish they hadn't thrown that virus in him, but I understand why they threw the virus in. Because
she picked it up and played off of her worries.
Right.
And that was the whole thing she did with all the, like, hallucinogens, is, like, you already have those things, you just build off top of those.
And she's making her see things like, are those bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
fuck. Like, yeah, at first I was like, this chick is fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And wow. And then, I mean, even as you get to it, you're like, yeah, she's fucking crazy, but... I guess I could see her point of view. Well, her point of view isn't right, but I can see her point of view.
Well, I even kind of liked how they kind of, like, dropped the little subtle things of her getting, like, shock treatment and stuff like that mm-hmm. when she is there. And you're assuming it. They lead you to assume that it's because she had to step away from what she loved to take care of her mom. Mm-hmm. But really what that was is her taking care of her mom was her focusing on herself and realizing what she actually went through and, like, basically detoxing from that and de-brainwashing, going, like, holy fuck. And then you're doing that and taking care of your mom. That is nothing but terribly depressing.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah. And especially when she was, I mean, a person that, like they said at the very beginning, she has nothing. That's all she had was her cello because that's what she was raised on. And then at the age of, like, 16-ish?
Yeah.
She has to just abandon that. But yeah, we both recommend this. Yes. This is a really fun watch. It's really creepy.
It's very un-Netflix-like.
Yeah, it's a complete movie.
I'm glad they moved. I'm glad they made a mistake. Happy little mistakes.
All right, so for this week's streaming review, Hammer has a movie for us.
Yes, I want to watch...
Neither of us have seen this.
I'm actually surprised you haven't, but we're going to watch The Hurt Locker since, you know, what is it? Linda Hamilton, right?
No.
Isn't it her that did it?
No.
Is James Cameron another wife?
No.
I thought it was James Cameron's ex-wife or something like that.
It's the girl that did Wonder Woman.
Patty Jenkins. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. For some reason, I thought it was Linda Hamilton. My bad.
No, Linda Hamilton's just an actor.
I thought she was a director, too.
No.
Oh, weird.
If she directs something, I've never heard of it. So.
Anyways, I really wanted to see Hurt Locker for a while, and it's also the first movie I think Jeremy Rayner was really, really headlining in.
Make probably his first headlining.
Yeah, but I'm really curious to see this one, and it's on HBO Go.
Okay. Alright, so we're going to watch Hurt Locker. If you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, let us know at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Sprig and Zeke on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
Matt Cren Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into this week's nerd news. Not much is happening since we had D3 and everything's kind of calmed down a little bit. There was, like, oddly enough, a GameStop Managers Conference where they showed more Last of Us footage. And I was like, there are GameStop Managers and you can afford to have a conference? Like... And yet you're closing things, like...
Maybe you should realign your perspective.
Yes. But that footage hasn't come out, and whatever. I don't want to play it.
They'll probably shutter GameStop before it can get out.
Yeah. In fact, I'm playing Last of Us again right now. So.
I saw that. I was kind of cracking up, because I'm like... It's all right. I just beat the first Tomb Raider again, and I'm like, fuck.
It was so good.
It got
the end goes off the rails.
Oh, I don't fucking care. By that point, I'm like,
you're sold on the entire movie entire game.
So, like, I really want to play. It's going to be second. It's going to be third. But I know that also, Borderlands 3 is coming out.
Yes,
I actually tried to
Final Fantasy 8.
Oh, fuck! I tried
pre-ordered and have the theme and everything. The theme is weak as fuck.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
But whatever.
I tried to take off. That weekend, and I couldn't. I was so sad. I was like, I wanted to burn some days and just play games. It would be amazing.
I think I'm gonna play it solo, just so I can get the story. Cause like, one thing I can never get during Brochella is any of the story. So like, I don't know what's happening in the expansion. Cause we're all telling jokes and everything, and while they're talking stuff, and I was like, all right, I missed everything that just happened, but whatever.
Yeah.
But I am definitely going to be all over Borderlands 3.
Is 8 next week?
8's Tuesday.
8's Tuesday.
Yes, sadly. Fuck. I have Monday off, and it's Tuesday.
I know, I have Monday off. Well, I always have Monday off. I had to go take a makeup day. I'm like, yeah. Fuck.
All right.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, do I really want to start another game? And I'm like, no. Because I want to start Tomb Raider 2, but I'm like, no.
You don't want to put it down halfway through?
Yeah.
All right, so we got some game news that didn't come out of... Well, I guess it did come out of D23. Lion King and Aladdin are being remastered, I guess, and coming out for Xbox One and PS4. The Sega Genesis Super Nintendo games.
I thought it wasn't going to be the Super NES Aladdin. It was just going to be the Genesis Aladdin. Because they're two separate games.
They are two separate games, yes.
And I only played the Genesis one. Yes. I played the Super Nintendo one. Cool. But as we talked about it last week with, like, DuckTales and stuff like that, I'm like, I'm not going to go back and play them.
If they become free for Plus, yes. I will. Or if there's, like, a $5.99 deal for both of them, I'll buy it eventually. But I'm not like, I need this. I'm like, okay, cool.
The coolest part about these packs, for what I was listening to someone discuss it a bit more, was because of the museum aspects, where they have, like, behind the scenes, they have talks about the games being developed, like,
all
the
stuff.
Like, that's the shit that I actually care about, because it's going back to the... I totally thought you were just pulling up a huge thing of fucking whiskey, and I was like, Jesus Christ, dude! Well, this huge thing of, like, unsweetened sweet tea... But it looked like it was fucking whiskey, and I was like, yeah, I couldn't help it. I saw this image of a person going like this, like this face all crunched up, like it says that tame when you get sweet tea.
It is sweet tea.
Uh-huh.
There's no such thing as unsweetened tea.
It's just called tea.
It's tea and sweet tea.
I know. Sorry, buddy. But like, that's the part that seems exciting for me, is like the museum stuff. But to your point, I probably only play it if it's free.
This is odd that we're actually going to put Star Wars before the other trailer, but I'm way more excited about what DC's doing right now.
Oh, I am so much more excited about DC. It's
weird to say that. But we got a new trailer for Episode 8. This isn't the final trailer. Yes, Episode 9. Fuck, sorry.
That's all right.
This isn't the final trailer because it's 2 minutes long, and the trailer's only 30 seconds of Episode 9 stuff. We've been talking about this on multiple group text messages.
And that's why I probably thought we had talked about it already.
Yeah. And our buddy Mando kind of said it best of, like, it's an abusive relationship that they're like, hey, but I've changed.
No.
I wish by the time they were at the third movie of their trilogy, they didn't have to rely on nostalgia as much as they do.
Yeah.
And the first minute and a half of this trailer is them being like, you love Star Wars. Remember, you love Star Wars. Look at all these memories you have of Star Wars.
Yeah.
So you're going to love the new stuff, too. And I want to love the new stuff, but the more I think about 7 and 8, the less I'm like, they didn't give us anything. They...
BB-8 and Pops.
They have moments.
Yeah.
But the overarching story... Like, what is the overarching story? Is it Rey's journey?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, is that the overarching story? Is it, like, the overarching story of 4, 5, and 6 is Luke's journey and his...
It's a hero.
The hero journey and him finding his father and blah, 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 blah. 1, 2, and 3 is the story of Vader and how somebody can turn and the destruction of the Republic. And 7 and 8 is...
The destruction of a franchise.
Live too long. But like, is it the hero's journey again? But we had that. Like, there's so much you could do with Star Wars, and I mean, I know I'm not a big fan of Rian Johnson what he did with 8, but this is also J.J. Abrams' fault with 7 of like, hey, we're gonna make the same movie, but better, because I like Force Awakens better than New Hope.
Yeah, I haven't watched them back to back, so I couldn't tell you. Like, thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, Force Awakens is prettier, but I feel like New Hope is more balanced. It is slow, but...
So what you get with New Hope is it's more contained. And what I think is the main problem is I feel like they're making sequels to a movie instead of having a trilogy.
I would agree on that.
So, like, a trilogy, you have it planned out, and you set seeds in one and seeds in another, and then they bloom in the last one or whatever. And I feel like they made a movie, and they're like, okay, now we need to make a movie that goes with this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a movie, and they're like, okay, now we need to make a movie that goes with this movie. And it doesn't feel like one long, cohesive story, which is what a trilogy should be.
Yeah. So...
And I hate saying, like, I love Star Wars, and I hate having to be like, what are you doing to me, guys?
I am on board 100% of just, I don't care. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks so bad, because I was so excited about these. I would rather them try to, I want this to be done so they can move on to other shit, and essentially try to make other stuff, because, again, I would have liked to see more of Solo. To your point, it was maybe like a Star Wars-ish movie, but I feel like that had a better tone than these movies did. And at least it had a journey of a person growing up and learning and like
trying. The problem was he already did that journey in New Hope.
I know. But like,
so
still,
he did that journey 10 years later, so he did it twice? Like, what?
It's still a better thing than like the most recent movies, I personally feel like. Even better than Force Awakens, honestly. I'd rather watch that in Rogue One than I would rather watch the new ones.
Okay.
But my problem about it is not even that, it's just wasted opportunity.
Dude.
Like, so you take this, okay. So you have 3-4 characters, right, that you probably could really play something beautiful with. Like, you could have gone with Rey. You could have a person who's literally having an identity crisis, never gave a shit, but then they see something in themselves, and they are scared and excited at the same time. It's about that self-discovery. With Kylo, you have the possible redemption arc, but you have a person who has been... But not even if that. You have someone who is genuinely betrayed, and they are literally just angry at the world kind of thing, and it makes fucking sense.
I would like...
You have...
I would like Kylo to be... both light and dark?
Yes.
Because he's been betrayed by both.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, that's the thing.
That's what
they
should have done, as opposed to him being, he's tortured and torn. Yeah. It's like,
no, he's been fucking betrayed. He, like, doesn't know who to trust. Like, he's just...
He thought his uncle was going to kill him.
Yeah.
And then he realized that his master that was training him...
was just using him.
Yeah.
Which so it's
is
like,
what the dark side is.
But, I mean, but still, it's like one of those, he knows, like, he has... He has trust issues.
I mean, he was talking to Grandpa Skywalker in 7, and then they went fucking nowhere?
Yeah. And I was like, all right. You had, like, Finn, who I feel like Finn could have had such a beautiful thing.
He should have died in 8. That was such a perfect arc.
Where would he die at?
When he was getting ready to ramp.
Oh, God, that would have been gorgeous.
Death Star like, labor, laser?
Like, having him go through the whole idea of literally someone going... breaking free from the machine and saying this is not right and then doing something about it.
Yeah.
Like, that is a beautiful fucking arc. Even Poe, who I hate fucking Poe, but Poe could have had the idea of having someone who is so perfect and then finding again and again, slowly breaking him down to what he is in his core, that every time he fails, like when Leia dies, when this happens, when these people pass, like, he just finds out that his perfection is actually his imperfection, is that every time he tries to be perfect, he screws everyone else over. How beautiful is
and
that to break him down to his core?
I think they were trying to do that with him, but...
That's the problem. Like, there are some really good characters. Those are all new ones. Fuck the old ones. The new ones could have been so good.
I wish they had built on the new ones and not the old ones.
I agree. And that is my frustration with it, is that... I see
and
not
you
just
have
the
Emperor
characters.
Coming back. Now we don't know the full extent, but like
they have
you
to
have
bring,
Emperor coming
they
back.
They had to bring back an old villain because they couldn't manufacture good ones.
Yeah, you're on your third movie of trilogy and you don't have a villain.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, no, Kylo. And I was like,
Kylo's
no,
not a villain.
Rey beat him twice already.
Yeah.
We really think that she's and so in this trailer we get to see
oh yeah,
Dark
we should
side
get back
Rey.
To the trailer, right?
Yeah. Dark side Rey.
Yeah.
That's not happening. That is a vision just like Luke had in the cave. There's absolutely no way that one, they've put that in the trailer if she actually does go dark side.
I don't think she's going dark side.
Two, you can't have her go dark side and then come back to light side basically in one movie with no build up to going dark side. Like, she confronted the dark side and turned her back to the dark side already.
So I don't think it's Rey.
I don't think it's
I think it's
either a clone.
I think it's the clone.
Or a hallucination that Vader or Palpatine has kind of placed on her.
So,
but
the hallucination is less enjoyable, but the idea of the clone thing makes so much more sense. Like, Palpatine did a bunch of clones. Literally dropped a few of them off.
In theory.
He made a couple
clones. In Legends, he did.
Yeah, so he made a couple clones and stuff like that. Some of them were defunct, so he just dropped them off and says, maybe I'll come back to you later. Like, maybe I'll try in different, like, situations. Let's see what I can, like, mold these people through neglect, through hard situations and stuff like that. That's why she doesn't know who her fucking parents are. Yeah. Like, that's all it is. Like,
but she knows who her parents are.
No, she doesn't. That was just bullshit. That's the thing. He was just making her play off her self-doubt. But again, fucking terrible execution. Yeah, 100%.
Well, she knew who they were.
No.
Okay.
No, I
mean, we'll see.
It's JJ, man. Like, it's JJ. It's like, dude, not gonna be one of those.
I don't envy JJ's, because one,
would you say that JJ might have lost it?
Maybe he should have an alias.
Damn it! I don't have another one.
But like, regardless if you love or hate Last Jedi, like, it did some things to the franchise that he has to come in and be like, I gotta fix a whole bunch of shit.
If only he had a four-leaf Cloverfield. That was terrible. Sorry. I was trying to think of one. That's all I got.
Wow.
It's Paradox. I guess they
just go on a Star Trek.
Damn it! All right.
But the best shots you have are when the Rebel fleet pops in and you get your X-Wings and your Y-Wings and your B-Wings and your A-Wings and your frigates, and I feel there was one ship that was missing. Oh, those dumbass fucking bombers! Because you already had bombers! You didn't need these slow-ass shit fucking dropping ship bombers because you had better bombers! And then you have the formation of all the triangles, but they're not, like...
Oh my god.
Their First Order and Imperial Star Destroyers that fucked each other and had a baby. Like, they're neither, and so... Are they mothballed and they're just in a formation?
Or are they active? They're grand mothballs.
Fuck, that was good. That was good.
Shit.
And I haven't seen Rebels.
I haven't either.
So I don't know if Thrawn is still alive in Rebels. Or is, like, Thrawn hanging out here waiting for his chance? Like, that would have been awesome to set up you could set up the next trilogy where Thrawn is the bad guy.
If you wanted to do something. I watched the trailer and I couldn't Sith care Army less. Knife?
That thing is that dumb is fucking looking.
That is the best meme to come out of this, though. But I agree, like, the idea of, like, it having up here two blades and then flipping out to be... I'm like, come on.
Why?
So you can cut off an arm, possibly, while you're doing it? I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, remember, I said she was going to have a staff lightsaber.
I mean, it does... there you go.
Because this is exactly what she... And then
I
didn't watch this trailer and be like, oh, I watched this trailer and I was like, yep.
Yeah,
it's a Star Wars movie.
And I saw so many people that are excited about it, and I'm like, I don't want to rain on the parade. I really don't. This isn't me trying to tell you, like, don't be excited about it.
I'm excited because it's Star Wars and it's Disney, I don't feel of what they've built with the new trilogy.
And if that's, if you feel excited, great. But I can tell you, man, personally, it is hard.
Yeah.
Hard to be excited. Like, I feel nothing but dread.
I feel like I'm watching Transformers trailers where I know I'm going to watch it and I'm probably going to be like, hey, I'm probably not going to like this, but I'll be there. No, and I'm hoping it's like Bumblebee where I'm like, yeah, I'll go see it and come out and be like,
maybe. Oh. And I would be so fucking happy.
Yeah.
I would be genuinely so happy if that's the case. I don't believe it.
No.
But if it is, great. Thank you.
Yes.
I'll be excited. I don't want it to fail. I just...
No, I want
They have not great. Set me up to be excited.
And that's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
However, something that is setting me up to be so fucking excited, like, feel these nipples.
I was like, you're excited to feel these nipples. I'm really trying to hold back from being too excited on this.
As I've said from the very beginning, even if the movie is trash, Joaquin is going to be amazing.
Yeah, and that I don't doubt.
Dude, he looks so... However, early reviews, and this is a month out.
For Joker.
They already have reviews out.
Yeah.
And it is...
Which is good.
Getting, because, like, masterpiece reviews.
Which is good, because normally if a movie is shit, let reviews, and they embargo it until literally the day or two before.
Correct.
You can always, like, it's historical. A month ahead means they feel they like they got something good.
Yeah.
And by all accounts, like you said, like IGN gave it a 10, a couple of places.
Which I don't trust IGN because they give Last Jedi a 9.5. However,
really?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
So we're expecting about an 8, maybe, really?
I'm hoping for a 7 if they gave it a 9.5.
I did like this one Twitter reaction. The guy was the one's like, oh my god, this is so amazing. I had to go jump over 3 like German tourists to get to this one area. And then all of a sudden we got so excited we flipped a car. And then goes on to the next tweet. He's like, don't worry, I'm okay, actually. Thanks for asking about the German tourists. We all had beers. It was great. And he's like, you know, in second thought, I think the movie's okay.
Because
he's playing over the hype. Everyone's like, oh my god, it's the best thing. And he's like, nah, it's all right.
I mean, I've heard nothing but rave reviews on this thing.
I really do.
How weird would it be for the best comic movies, two of them to come from DC in the same year?
Yeah.
Because Shazam is still Shazam my favorite
is, no, Shazam comic is, book movie. I got Jackie year. To watch Shazam, and she's like, I'm sorry it took so long.
Yeah, it's so good where you're like, huh.
It will,
that was so fun, and it was its own
Billy
contained Batson. Movie. And it was like, yeah, this stuff exists. Which is what you want of like
reference it but move on.
Reference, yeah, exactly. And that's what Marvel did early on, was they referenced other things, but they didn't
dive hard like
well on it until they got to, I mean, really Spider-Man was where they were like, we're making 4 movies in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting Iron Man in Spider-Man movie, and you're like, why? Because okay.
Because we knew we didn't have enough road for Spider-Man, so we're just gonna try to burn it up.
Far from home.
Oh, wah wah. I did like the trailer. Again, one is, because you showed me the recent one.
Yeah.
It looks beautifully shot.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, like, the shots I saw in that latest trailer were even more gorgeous. Like, it was just, I love the way it's framed, the way it's shot. It looks gorgeous. Like, it looks crisp. It looks clean, but it also looks dingy and brown.
Creepy and out of place, which is what you want from a Joker movie.
And Joaquin, like, again, I never doubted that. Like, 100%.
No, he's so
he
amazing.
Will... knock it out no matter what. I'm glad to hear that it looks like the movie he's in actually along goes with it.
I'm wondering, I can't think of it, have any actors won Oscars for playing the same role?
What do you mean?
Like Heath Ledger won for Joker, and if could he win for Joker? So they both play the exact same role?
That'd be amazing.
That would be, but like, I've been a Joaquin fan for as long as I can remember. I mean, we're going on like 20 years. Return to Paradise is
still never seen
one of my favorite movies, and I love that dude.
I think
he was amazing.
Gladiator was the first time I actually got introduced to him, and then I saw him in like, God, I'm trying to remember. Signs is the only thing else I can think of off the top of it, besides Walk the Line. Walk the Line, he did a great job in it, but I mean, like, Signs is the next thing where I'm like, oh, he can play a different character.
Yeah.
Like, because I hated him from Gladiator, and then I saw him, and then I'm like, oh, you're adorable.
He's, dude, I love Joaquin Phoenix, and this looks so good, and now I can't wait for October, and I think it comes out the weekend before we go to Disney.
Second, right? October 2nd?
I think so, which is the weekend before we go to Disney.
Yeah.
I'm super excited, even though the Harold Lifeman won't be here. He'll be in California. Fucking damn it.
He'll be what?
He's in Madison, California.
Oh. He can watch, and then you can just, like, do voice chat.
I mean, it is fun to and I've said it before, and I'll say it, but technology is amazing to where we can watch football games together on the other side of the country, essentially. Like, technology is so awesome.
I love the connectivity portion of bringing people together from far away.
But we feel less connected to people.
It's really funny that way. Like, I totally get it. Like, I really do, because the past month or two is one of those things where I, like, cloistered a lot more, and I got really down. And then, like, I was like, oh, I went out and saw people and did stuff, and I was like, oh, this is really nice.
I'm really weaning myself from social media because it's toxic. And not just
even
randos on the internet. It's toxic with your friends and stuff.
Well, even when it's not bad, I don't think it's the best outlet for a little... Like, I think it's great for setting up meetings for that and organizing stuff like that. I think that's my favorite part about it. That and storing pictures. But other than that, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But yeah.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's free shit, or this month's free shit, good shit. PlayStation actually really worked on this one.
Good, because I didn't see Xboxes, so I'm curious.
So Xbox, we have the Hitman first season.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's recently came out, too.
Yeah, I'm not a big Hitman fan, so...
I'm not either, and I want to be.
Everyone said, like, seems like I should be.
Every time I play a Hitman game, I'm like, yeah, and then I start playing, I'm like... Okay. We Were Here. I have no idea. I've
never heard of
never that. Heard of that, so I'm not sure what that is. It sounds like a walking simulator, to be honest.
I mean, I enjoyed Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, so.
If you've never played any of the 47 other Earth Defense Force games, you have another one. This is 2025.
Woo-woo!
These games must be popular, because they keep pumping them out like crazy.
And I imagine if you have a good enough engine, you can just keep adding on to
it. Right. And then Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Me. No, I'm not a big Tekken fan.
I'm not a big fighting game fan.
I like some fighting games. I suck at them.
Yeah. But
Tekken has been one of my bottom tier.
Tekken has always been near the bottom.
Like, I'm like, no, man.
And then for a PlayStation, you get Arkham Knight.
Which is the fourth, technically, if you include Origins.
It is the fourth Batman game. It's the third from Rocksteady.
Yeah.
And Darksiders 3.
Which
this just also like just came out this year. March.
Yeah. And I was we were talking about it earlier. It's like, we technically have all three of those games on PlayStation Plus, I believe, now.
Yes.
And I know you said you weren't, like, it's not going to obviously happen maybe even this year. Maybe next year. But it's like, it's kind of cool to have them all there, because then I can go play them.
Maybe we should both do 12 for 12 next year.
12 for 12? I think it's a good thing. Like, I really genuinely enjoyed it.
And be new games that we haven't beat or whatever.
I had the cheating way that I could also play games on, like, you know, Steam and stuff, so you would be out a little bit on that.
I would be out a little bit, but I've got so many. I think I have 193 games purchased on my PlayStation 4.
I made the biggest mistake on my birthday weekend. I, like, deleted a bunch and then downloaded a shit ton of games, and then as it came near the end of the month, I realized I reached my data cap, and I was like, motherfucker, how did I do that? And I looked at the days that were my big days. The other days, I'm like, oh, I hacked up my Xbox and downloaded a bunch of games. I also cleared out my hard drive on my PlayStation, downloaded a bunch of new games.
Because those things are massive. And
it was about 250 gigs a piece of games. And I was like, good Lord. So that was like, you know, three games.
Yeah, that was one Red Dead game.
That's the thing. I was like, motherfucker, I have to actually manage myself now on when I download a bunch of games. It's like, fuck.
You have unlimited?
No. I don't pay for unlimited. I'm broke-ass cheap, man.
You don't get it free, though?
No, I don't get it free. God, no.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me, and I wanted to know, what is your favorite montage song? TK went with the old classic Chariots of Fire, which is probably the first...
I had to look it up to remember what it was, and then I immediately knew it.
As soon as you hit, you're like, oh yeah, okay. And that's probably the first that comes to mind, because it's just so popular, and everybody knows that song. We don't want to get sued. You want to get sued? What about you, buddy? What'd you go with? What'd you go with?
No, mine would probably be like Eye of the Tiger. Like, that's the most one I know all the time, no matter what. I never have seen Rocky, but I know Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
I know that damn montage thing, and I hear it every fucking where.
Rocky had a montage.
I did.
For me, I actually went with the Sylvester Stallone movie as well.
Which one?
However, I went with... And this movie gets shit on so bad because it's fucking ridiculous. But Over the Top, I went with Meet Me Halfway. Over the Top. Where he's a truck driver that's an arm wrestling champion.
Oh, I never saw this.
It's...
And Meet Me Halfway. I don't even know. You're going to have to play it for me after this.
It's, yeah.
Is it Over the Top?
It's Over the Top. It's ridiculous. He has this thing where he wears his hat, you know, with the bill frontwards. And he's like, you know, sometimes I turn my head around and it makes me get into another gear. And then I'm
I feel like we need to watch that and Pumping Iron, like, back to back. And then watch Arnie talk about, like, you know, feel like I'm coming 24 hours a day. I
fucking love that quote.
That quote is fucking ridiculous.
All right. So for this week's pod question, it's up to you, buddy.
Yes. I wanted to know, what was your earlier thought? Okay. I want to know, what was the last magazine you bought?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Does that count random subscriptions it that does come to your house?
If you subscribe to them. If it was just like a random drop, like you never subscribed to it, no.
Okay.
But you had to intentionally pick it up.
Because like we get Sports Illustrated and I don't know how.
Really?
Yeah. It just shows up and nobody in the house knows why we got it.
That's so weird. You should get one of those football phones with it too, hopefully.
No, I don't want to call them because then they'll be like, oh, you owe us money.
Yeah. They're like, so about that.
Yeah.
We've been sending you a bunch of our free shit, so it's about time you pay us back.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
I want to know. It's like those things that are like, oh, it's to get in, it's a $5 donation. I'm like, that's not what a donation is. Then it's a $5 fee.
The subscription is what it is.
Yeah. Like, you understand what a donation is, right? You can't tell people.
Are you giving it
the amount of the donation? That's not what a donation is.
Like, shit. But yes, you must have intentionally purchased it or subscribed to it.
Good Lord. That's.
I know. This is going
to
be really.
I'm going to have to make something up because I don't even know the last one. Like, I'll go with the last one that comes in my head and I won't even know if that's the last one or not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can send us your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprague and Zig Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Ken Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes.
So what I was going to talk about is we went and saw Matrix for the 20th anniversary in Dolby.
First time for the theater for me, too. Remember, I told you that.
Oh, yeah, seeing the Matrix in the theater, yeah. I was like, you've been in the theater
first
before.
First time seeing the theater, yeah.
It does not look as bad as it does on 4K.
I'm really curious to see that scene in 4K. Dude, it's... Like, because we're talking about the window scene specifically, right? Which, yeah, it didn't look as bad. No. But it definitely didn't look as clean, like, as I was expecting.
Right.
Like, I was comparing my thought of the first time I saw Lost Boys on Blu-ray. That movie's ridiculously clean on Blu-ray.
It is.
This had a lot of graininess still to it, but it was okay.
But I think it was filmed in the grainy, too. Because I know, like, Saving Private Ryan has that intentional grain.
Does it?
It's added to make the realism and the grit of war, essentially. It's added to the film.
It's like when you have a costume and it looks too perfect, it just doesn't look right kind of thing. It needs to look wear and tear-wise. But...
Yeah, that was fun.
It
was so loud, but it was fun. And it was pretty packed.
It was. I was really happy to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know you said as we're leaving that you want to do those more. I'm like, I agree 100%. There's so many movies like that I never got to see in the theater.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Like, I remember when they did Jurassic Park and they did 3D.
Yeah.
I didn't care about the 3D. I just wanted to see Jurassic Park in the theaters again because I don't remember it the first time I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, I was 13, I think, because it was 93 it came out, right?
Fuck, maybe I didn't see it in theater.
So, like, I remember doing that because we did it with our killer friend.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, yeah. In the 3D, again, like, they did the same thing with Phantom Menace. I went and saw that again in the theater because I was like...
Well, remember they're going to re-release them all and they just stopped at Phantom Menace?
Because so Disney bought them, and they were like, "No, we're not gonna do that."
Like,
I really do want to get into the habit of seeing more old movies in the theater. I know Lost Boys coming up, and I think we're gonna go end up seeing Lost Boys in the theater. But what really started it for me was that viewing of Basketball.
Oh yeah, it was such a
good time, and I was like, "Yeah, I do want to see a lot of these movies in the theater again." Like, I wouldn't mind seeing Transformers again.
Yeah.
I would, if they did the Lord of the Rings trilogy of like, hopefully the extended, because if you go back to the original, you're like,
Oh, I'm watching this. Jackie's actually never seen the extended and we're watching the extended and it's really fun for her. She's like, I don't remember this. I'm like, well, this is new.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, and I was, she really likes actually, is it Wormtail? Wormtongue. She actually really likes him for some... She's like, it's a very stupid reason. But I'm like, well, you actually get to see a little bit more of him. He actually gets to do something kind of cool-ish. but it's like, I love all the random shit they add to it. And I would... I forgot how much I really dig these movies and how they were like a fucking an achievement back then.
Yeah.
And they still kind of are.
They hold up. I mean, they're...
There's some CG stuff that
looks a lot. The first one is boring because it is a lot of... character building of these massive books and a lot of walking and you're like, oh, okay. But once you watch the movies together, you're like, okay, the first one's more fun than it was. Because when I saw Fellowship, I tried to read
Lord of the Rings. Read it.
And I was like, you're a horrible writer. Great idea, horrible writer. And so I couldn't get through Lord of the Rings. And so my first experience of it was Fellowship. And I was just like, all right, this was... fine. But then Two Towers, and I was like, okay, it was really good.
We were halfway through it to the point where they haven't gotten to Helm. They're just moving towards Helm's Deep. I'm like, fuck yes. I'm just sad still because I always get really depressed to know that those elves that come and help them were actually supposed to be the dwarves. And when like Gimli's blowing the horn, the dwarves just come out and then like cause massive chaos. And I still wish that would have happened because the dwarves never get to shine at all.
Right.
And they shine in, like, Hobbit movies, but not really.
Same thing with, like, Return of the Jedi. They were supposed to be Wookiees.
Oh, instead of Ewoks, yeah.
You know how cool that would have been?
Dude, they would have been ripping arms off.
Alright, so, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 324 of Sprague and Zay Geek. So, for Sprague and Zay Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Played Jaws, the board game.
Ooh.
It's dumb and it's kind of fun.
Is there a chance for you can propose to somebody and they ignore you?
Was that a thing?
Mm-hmm. You don't remember this either. Why does nobody remember this?
2-3 years ago?
We went to Universal Studios.
Oh, right. I proposed to him and...